This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab tomorrow to review the flood situation. Punjab BJP President Sunil Jhakar said, as the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the flood situation, he is visiting the state to take stock of the deluge. Meanwhile, the situation in Punjab is gradually coming under control. The border state has lost 46 lives till date. About 2,000 villages and over 3.87 lakh people have been impacted by floods. Rescue and relief operations are underway. The BJP parliamentary party called upon manufacturers and traders to pass on GST rate cut to consumers. The BJP parliamentary party adopted a resolution on next-gen GST reforms during the party MP's workshop in New Delhi. The resolution highlights that the new reforms in the GST promote production, encourage consumption, and yet significantly add to the coffers of the nation. Prime Minister Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP MP's training program today. The two-day workshop started at the Balyogi Auditorium in Parliament Complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchaining their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. Talking to
we have a Karyashala, BJP MP's training program going on. It's a very systematic, and as always, BJP's culture is extremely professional. Our MPs have whole day from this morning, 8 o'clock, attended the training session, and we are always like that. And Honorable Prime Minister was throughout, from the morning till night, Honorable Prime Minister was attending all the training sessions. Our colleagues, the MPs from other NDA parties, will also join us. And Honorable Prime Minister will also make the concluding remarks in the valedictory event for the Karyashala.
Talking to media after the first day of the workshop, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Prime Minister was present in all the training sessions. Mr. Rijiju said that MPs from NDA parties will also join the workshop today. In Jammu and Kashmir, one unidentified terrorist has been killed in the ongoing operation in the Guddar forest area in South Kashmir's Kulgam district. An army spokesperson said a junior commissioned officer of army also suffered injuries in the operation. Earlier, on the basis of specific information about the presence of terrorists, a joint cordon and search operation was launched by the army, CRPF and Jammu and Kashmir police in Guddar forest area in Kulgam district this morning. As the forces personnel reached the suspected spot, the hiding terrorists fired upon indiscriminately, triggering gunfight between the two sides. The operation is in progress. The water level of the Yamuna River in Delhi is receding below the danger mark. According to officials, the river's level was recorded at 205.22 meters this morning. As a precautionary measure, residents of low-lying areas have been relocated to safer locations and relief camps. In Manipur, security forces arrested six cadres of different militant groups during search and cordon operations conducted yesterday. According to Manipur police, security forces arrested two cadres of militant groups, PLA, one cadre each of KCP-MFL and UNLF-K, near the Indo-Myanmar international border in Tennupal district of Manipur. In other operations, two active cadres of militant group KCP-APUNBA were arrested from Lilong Chajing Maman Lekhai of Imphal West District. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed confidence that Russia-Ukraine conflict will be settled shortly. Trump told reporters that he will speak to Russian President Vladimir Putin, and European leaders are also scheduled to visit America to discuss strategies for resolving the crisis. The Russia-Ukraine conflict has been going on for years. India lifted the Men's Asia Cup hockey title, defeating Korea 4-1 in the final at Rajgir in Bihar. With this emphatic win, India not only claimed the coveted Asia Cup crown, but also secured qualification for the 2026 Hockey World Cup to be held in the Netherlands and Belgium. In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz won his second US Open men's single title by defeating Jannik Sinner and reclaiming the number one ranking in men's tennis. And that is the end of this news bulletin.